It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, November 10th, 2017. Today is the birthday of German poet, physician, and philosopher Friedrich Schiller, born in Marbach in Württemberg in 1759. Schiller grew up in a very religious family and spent much of his youth studying the Bible, which would later influence his writing for the theater. His parents wanted him to become a pastor, and so they had their own clergyman instruct the boy in Latin and Greek. As a youngster, Schiller was excited by the idea of becoming a cleric and often put on black robes and practiced preaching. In 1766, his father, a military doctor, took an assignment in Ludwigsburg. There, the boy came to the attention of the Duke of Württemberg and entered an elite military academy founded by the Duke in 1773, where he eventually studied medicine. During most of his short life, Schiller suffered from illnesses that he tried to treat himself. At the academy, he read Rousseau and Goethe and discussed classical ideals with his classmates. At school, he wrote his first play, The Robbers, which dramatizes the conflict between two aristocratic brothers. The elder, Karl, leads a group of rebellious students into the Bohemian forest, where they become Robin Hood-like bandits, while Franz, the younger brother, schemes to inherit his father's considerable estate. The play's critique of social corruption and its affirmation of revolutionary republican ideals astounded its original audience, and Schiller became an overnight sensation. Later, he would be made an honorary member of the French Republic because of the ideas expressed in this play. In 1780, he obtained a post as regimental doctor in Stuttgart, a job he very much disliked. In order to attend the first performance of The Robbers in Mannheim, Schiller left his regiment without permission. As a result, he was arrested, sentenced to 14 days of imprisonment, and forbidden by the Duke from publishing any more plays. He fled Stuttgart in 1782, going by way of Frankfurt, Mannheim, Leipzig, and Dresden to Weimar, where he settled in 1787. In 1789, he was appointed professor of history and philosophy in Jena, where he wrote only historical works. Some years later, encouraged by Goethe, who had become his friend, he returned to playwriting. Together, they founded the Weimar Theater, which became the leading theater in Germany, and their collaboration led to a renaissance in German drama. Schiller remained in Weimar until his death at 45 from tuberculosis in 1805. His best-known poetic work remains his Ode to Joy, used by Beethoven as the choral finale in the final movement of his Ninth Symphony, which premiered in 1824. Monuments lauding Schiller's talent are found in many places in Germany today, and by most accounts he is considered the second most important playwright in Europe, right after William Shakespeare. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 10th, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.